Welcome everybody, Shalom Aleichem. We begin the 10th and final chapter of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, Perek Asiri, Halacha Aleph, the 10th chapter, the first paragraph. Says the Rambam, Kol Novi Sheyamayd Lanu V'yoymar Shehashem Shlochai. Any prophet who stands up before us and maintains that Hashem has indeed sent him as his Navi, as his prophet, he need not perform a miracle like one of those wonders performed by Moshe Rabbeinu or one of those wonders performed by Eliyahu and Elisha. For example, we will tell this Navi, okay, let's see if you can split the sea. Or Eliyahu Navi or Elisha who resurrected the dead. Let's see if you can resurrect a corpse. There is no need for such a miracle, Sheyeshbem Shinui Min Hagai Shalaylam, which actually transforms the very patterns and structures of nature of the world. Ella. But we said before that a Navi does have to perform a sign, a miracle. He says, Ha'ois Shalai, his sign is, Sheyayimah Dvarim Ha'asidim Liyiz Ba'aylam V'ye'amnu Dvarav. He should predict the future, things that are going to happen in the world, and his words should become authenticated. They should be validated through those events indeed materializing in accordance with the prophecy of the prophet. Shenemar, what's the source for this? So the Rambam says the source is in Parshas Shoftim. V'chisoymar b'levavcha, you might say in your heart, Eicha nedes hadavar v'goymer. How are we going to prove, how are we going to know if a prophet is authentic or a prophet is false? And the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim continues that the Navi has to predict what will happen. If indeed his words materialize, you know that he is a true prophet. Lefichach, therefore, k'sheyavei Adam, when a person comes, harayu l'nevua, b'malachus Hashem, he is worthy of prophecy. It's not just enough that he predicts the future. As the Rambam said in the earlier chapters, he said in chapter 7, you first have to see that this person suits all the criteria of what a Navi has to look like, how a Navi lives, the consciousness of a Navi, the behavior of a Navi, the lifestyle of a Navi, the personality, the persona of the Navi. As the Rambam described quite in detail in chapter 7 of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, when such a prophet comes as a messenger of Hashem, and he's not coming maintaining that he wants to add to the Torah or diminish from the Torah, as the Rambam explained in chapter 8 and chapter 9. Rather, his focus is to inspire the Jewish people to serve Hashem according to the mitzvahs of the Torah. We don't tell this prophet, split the sea, which of course would be like Moshe, or resurrect the dead, which would be like Eliyahu and Elisha, or a similar stupendous, extraordinary miracle that defies nature. And only after you split the sea or you resurrect the dead will we believe you. We say to you, according to the Torah and Parshas Shoftim, Im Naviyata, if you're a prophet, tell us about the future, tell us things that are going to happen. And he says, he predicts, we still don't know, we wait. We wait to see. Will his words be materialized or perhaps not? Fascinating. Even if one minor detail of his prediction is not materialized, we immediately know for sure that he is a false prophet. If all of his words are materialized, then he is, in our eyes, Neman. He is trusted. So that means even if he gets it 99% right, but one tiny detail is off, this right away tells us that it's not connected to Nevi'ahs, to prophecy. A Navi is somebody who's communicating. He's a conduit for the divine energy, for the divine reality, for divine communication. If it's true, it's true, 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 true. There's no half truth. There's no 90% truth. There's no 99% truth. If it's emes, it's emes. If he's a real Navi, if Hashem is telling him what's going to happen, then it's exact. And if one little tiny nuance is off, We write a no way no. He's a Navi Sheker. Where did the Rambam get this from? And the answer for this is, it's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Talmud Yerushalmi Masechta Sanhedrin, chapter 11. And that has to do with a story. And I'm going to tell the story now because the Rambam is going to use this story later in this chapter for another very important aspect about prophecy. This story happens approximately in the year 592 before the Common Era. This is only a few years before the ultimate destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash by the Babylonian Emperor Nebuchadnezzar. Already years ago, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Judea and he exiled the king of Judea, Yechoniah Melech Yehuda. He sent him together with great leaders of the Jewish people to Babylonia. Now there was a king who was really a puppet king. He was subjected to the tyranny. He was under the control of Nebuchadnezzar. His name was Tzidkiyahu. Ultimately, he would also rebel and be defeated by Bavel, by Nebuchadnezzar. The Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, the community would be decimated, those who survived would be exiled to Babylonia. A prophet rises up in the Beis HaMikdash, and he prophesies. His name is Hananiah ben Ezer. And Hananiah ben Ezer, this is recorded in Yirmiyahu, the book of Yirmiyahu, chapter 28, Chavches. And this prophet Hananiah says, Hashem told me to tell everybody that this Babylonian exile is about to end. Within 2 years, Yechoniah will come back from Bavel, back to Yerushalayim. All the vessels that Nebuchadnezzar took from the Beis HaMikdash, all the booty and spoil that he took from Jerusalem, it's all going to come back to us. He gives this amazing, optimistic, hopeful promise of great salvation that's about to befall the Jewish people. The tyranny of Babylonia is about to end within 2 years. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, this is a lie. It's not true. And he gives a sign. The sign is, you're lying in the name of Hashem. You're going to die within the year. Not only is this not true, you yourself are not even going to live to see this. You yourself are going to die at the end of by this year. I have Yirmiyahu, the words that Yirmiyahu tells this fellow, Hananiah ben Azur, Hashana atameis ki sara debar tel Hashem. You're going to die this year, Yirmiyahu says. You lied. You lied in the name of God. And the chapter continues and finishes chapter 28. Hananiah died that year, b'chodesh hashvi, in the seventh month. This is where the sages, Talmud Yerushalmi Masechta Sanhedrin 11, the seventh month. Seventh month is Tishrei. We usually begin counting our years with Rosh Hashanah. If he died in the seventh month, he did not die this year because his prophecy happened in the fourth year of Tzidkiyah, in the fifth month, which is, of course, the month of Av, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. That's when he prophesizes that redemption is about to happen. And Yirmiyahu says you're going to die that year, but he dies in the seventh month. It's already the next year. And the Navi tells this to us. Yirmiyahu tells this to us. What, that I made a mistake? God told me something, I made a mistake? The Gemara says a fascinating story. And it tells you the psychology of a false prophet too. He died on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right before the beginning of the seventh month. As the new year was about to begin, before the sun set, Erev Rosh Hashanah at night, Hananiah dies. And you know what his last final will and testament to his children before his death is? Don't tell anybody that I died until after Rosh Hashanah to show that Yirmiyahu lied. That was on his mind, and he dies. What do we learn from here? Yirmiyahu could say you're going to die this year, and it's a few minutes off. A few minutes off. Instead of dying before sunset of Rosh Hashanah, he died at nightfall Rosh Hashanah. And this would prove that Yirmiyahu is a false prophet. If you're a real prophet, not one detail. The Rambam says, "Afilu nafal davar katan beyadu shon avishak." Base. Ubayt kenoi say pa'amim harbe. You examine. This is fascinating. You examine this prophet many times. The Rambam says, "Im nimtzu dvarav ne'amanim kulam arizin aviyemes." If all of his words are found to be absolutely true, and again, it has to be every single prediction with every single detail, every word that comes out of his mouth is proven to be completely authentic and truthful, we can testify for the integrity of this individual. Then I raise another Yemes, then we know he's a true prophet. And the Rambam says you have to check him and examine him numerous times. Why? Because this is a serious thing. This is not something that you say, he's probably a good guy, he's probably a Navi. If he's a Navi, This means he is a messenger of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Judaism, there's no hefkeres. Either it's real or it's not real. And it can't be 90% real. If it's MS, it's MS, MS, MS. It's true. And if not, not. So the Rambam says, check him out. Check him out many times until you make sure that every single word is true. K'mashneimer b'Shmuel, we see this by Shmuel HaNavi. It says, Vayeda kol Yisrael midon v'ad Be'er Sheva ki neman Shmuel HaNavi l'Hashem. Shmuel Aleph Gimel, the whole Jewish people from Don, from Be'er Sheva, from the north of Eretz Yisrael to the south, everybody knew that Shmuel is indeed a faithful and trustworthy prophet of Hashem. Asks the Rambam, V'aloy amo oininim v'hakoismim oimrim ha-sha'asid li'yusom ha'afrish b'shvir ha-novi u'beinam. There's a lot of people who predict the future. You have all of the magicians, the sorcerers, the diviners. They always tell you what the prediction is. They always tell you the future. What's the difference between them and the prophet, says the Rambam? Elish hama'oininim v'hakoismim v'kayotzebe ha'miktsas dvarim nivreya miskaimim o'miktsasam ein nam miskaimim. The diviners, the sorcerers, and the similar types of characters, some of their words will materialize. But there'll always be some of the parts of their predictions that will not happen. Kinyan Shenemra, we see this in the Pasuk, Yeshaya Perek Mem Zayin, he says, Yamdu Navi Yeshiucha, Hoivre Shamayim, Achoizen, Bakaychavim, Maidiyim, Lachadoshim, Meyasher Yavayu Aloyich, Meyasher Veloy Kalasher. Prophet says, let the astrologers, those who gaze at the stars, who tell you new things that are going to happen, they predict the news before it happens, and they tell you part of what's going to befall you, go ask them for their false help. He says, they tell you, me'asher yavayu alecha, part of what's going to come your way, never all that is going to come your way. There will always be an error, because it's not rooted in the ultimate source of truth, the one who created and orchestrates all events in our world. Of course, sometimes none of their words are materialized and everything they say is one big hoax. It's an error. Like we have this also in the Pasuk Yeshaya chapter 44. He obliterates the wonders of the liars and he makes fun of the diviners. Aval Hanavi, the prophet, called Dvarav Kayamin. All of his words endure. All of his words come true. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, Ki lo yipoil midvar Hashem arza. Not a word of the Ribbono Shel Olam of Hashem will fall to the earth, meaning will go to waste, will be proven as useless, as fruitless, as valueless, and as false. And the reason is because it's Dvar Hashem. Because it's the word of the Creator. That's what a Navi Emes is. V'cheinu Oim, the Pasuk also says in Yirmiyah, Hanavi asher itoy chaloim yisaper chaloim, v'ashedvari itoy yidabe divrei emes mala teven es habor ne'um Hashem. Yirmiyah chapter 23. The Navi who's dreaming will speak of his dreams, but the Navi who's my words, Hashem's words, are coming through him, he will speak my words truthfully. Why are you mixing tevin with bar, chaff with the kernel? Kiloimar, meaning, shedivri ha-koismen va-chaloimas, the words of the diviners or the sorcerers or the dreamers, katevin shenisarav b'mad bar, it's like chaff with sometimes has a little bit grain, but most of it is just husks that are not edible. You can't take them to the marketplace. You can't do anything with them. It's tevin. It's basically straw that perhaps can be animal fodder or used for as fuel for a flame, but it's not edible, it's not the kernel, but sometimes you have mixed into it a little bit of grain. Udvar Hashem kabar shem by tevin klal. The word of Hashem is like bar. It's like the kernel, the edible kernels, the seeds of the grain, which has no tevin, which has no chaff and husks that have to be disposed. It's not mixed in with any garbage. By the kaisman, by the ma'inim, by the sorcerers, you have a lot of garbage. Sometimes you have some authentic statements as well, some things that come true. But Dvar Hashem, it's totally pure, it's totally refined, it's totally authentic. Ubedavar hazeh hakosav iftiach va'omer. This is something that the Torah promises. Sha'oisam advarim shemedim ha'ma'inim va'akosmim lo'umaisum chazvim hanav. The Torah says those things that the diviners and the sorcerers will promise and notify all of the nations, but a lot of it will be lies, either completely or partially. The Navi will tell you words of truth, and you don't need to go to all of these magicians and sorcerers to predict the future, which anyway will never be 100% accurate, even if part of it might turn out to be accurate, because you have a Navi who will tell you the entire truth and nothing but the truth. Shenemar, this the Pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, Lo yimatzi b'cha mavir b'no yubitei v'oish v'gayme k'agoyim eilu v'gayme v'amar Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha. I don't want to find you take your son and your daughter and pass them through the fire as part of the idolatrous, pagan, horrible forms of worship. Because these Gentiles who were indulged in idolatry and sorcery and magic ultimately will not get you anywhere. I will give you a prophet from among your brothers, Navi Mekir Becha Me'achecha, who will rise up and will tell you truth. Halamadata, from here you learn, Shein HaNavi Yomid Lanu El Eleidein Advarim Asidim Liyizba'ilam. From here we learn that the prophet stands up to us, that stands up among us to notify us those things that are future parts of the world. He predicts the future. Misaiva, about satiation, verav, or hunger. Milchama v'shalom, peace or war. War of peace. V'kayotze behem. Similarly, v'afilu tzarchi yachid me diyalai. Or he may notify a Jew even the needs concerning, he may care and notify the Jew about the needs of an individual. K'shol shavdalei avedav, halachlamav, v'leidiyah mekayma. Like Shaul, who loses something. His father lost his donkeys and he sends his son Shaul to go find them. So he goes to the prophet to let him know where these donkeys are. And similar to these things, and the Rambam is telling us, perhaps, not only is the prophet responsible and powerful enough and faithful enough to be able to communicate the future about things that affect the world or affect the entire nation, but the needs of an individual Jew are also very significant. A Jew lost something and he or she needs it. It's not inappropriate for the Jew to come to the Navi and say, where is it? Although you might think, come on, you're using God's prophet to find your donkeys? That's what you're using the Navi for? But the Rambam emphasizes that if this is a need of an individual, it's also significant. Just like it's important to hear from the Navi if we're going to see war or we're going to see peace, or we're going to see plenty or we're going to see famine, and thus we can prepare for it appropriately. The Navi finds it also important to guide and help an individual Jew who has a personal need. The Kayetze Beilu Advarim Ushiemer HaNavi. These types of things are what the Navi tells us. Loi Sheyase Das Acheres. Never for the Navi to make a new religion, a Yosef Mitzvah or add a Mitzvah, a Yigra or diminish from the existing Mitzvahs, as explained in the earlier chapter. Dalit. Divrei HaPuranius Shanavi Yomer. Negative predictions that the Navi says. Kigayin Shayamer, for example, he says, Ploini Yamus, this person is going to die. Aishana Ploini Shnas Ravim El Chama Vakaitse Bedvarim Elo. Or this particular year is going to be a year of hunger, or a year of war, or similar negative, catastrophic predictions. Im Loi Amdu Dvarav Eim Bazak Chashal in Avawasai. If his words don't stand the test of reality, it does not prove that he is a false prophet. Ve'ein Oimrim, we don't say, Hinei Diber V'loi Ba. He spoke and it didn't happen. You know why? Shakadosh Baruch Hu Erech HaPayim V'Rav Chesed V'Nicham Al Ara V'Efshe Shasu Tshuva V'Nislech Lam Ka'anshin Ninveh. Hashem has patience. Hashem is full of abundant kindness. Hashem forgives. And therefore it's possible that the people repented and they were forgiven. Like the story of Ninveh. The classic story of Ninveh in the book of Yonah. We read it in the Haftorah of Yom Kippur afternoon, Mincha. Yonah is sent by Hashem, Jonah is sent by Hashem to go to Ninveh and predict that in 40 days the city is going to be turned over because of the depravity and the corruption of Ninveh. First, Yonah refuses to go. The whole story, he gets swallowed up in the belly of the fish. He gets spit out. But at the end, he goes to Nineveh. He gives over Hashem's message. And indeed, Nineveh is morally metamorphosized. Yonah feels very, very bad. There's maybe different reasons why he feels bad. Perhaps he felt that Nineveh was not deserving of forgiveness. Perhaps also, wouldn't this predict that Yonah is a false prophet? He said something in the name of God and it never happened. Hashem tells Yonah, you want me not to forgive? These are people. These are animals. These are living organisms. Even the animals, certainly the people. You want me not to forgive? I forgive. God forgives. So the Rambam says, therefore, a negative prophecy could never be the source of predicting if the Navi is honest or dishonest. Because maybe the Navi says bad things are going to happen. But you know what? If he's right, he was actually a failure. Because the point of the Navi is not to predict catastrophe. The point of the Navi is to warn, to rehabilitate, to allow people to transform their lives. So actually, if his words are not materialized, it means he was a success, not a failure. So the Rambam says you could never predict if the Navi is real or not real, true or false, from catastrophe. Because he could say it's going to happen, and then Hashem, who's forbearing, who forgives, who wants people to utilize their free choice to change their life, says, we're not going to do it. We're going to change their destiny. Or like the story of Chizkiah. The story of Chizkiah is, he was told by Yeshaya HaNavi, you're going to die. Chizkiah didn't want to have children. He was predicted that he's going to die. Chizkiah HaNavi davened, changed around his life, and he was given an extra 15 years. Is the Navi false? No. The decree was averted. In fact, the Navi would have celebrated that. That's my point. The point of the Navi is not to predict negativity, evil, and catastrophe. It's to warn about dire consequences so that we could transform ourselves for the better. And when that happens, indeed, his mission was successful. When his words are materialized, his mission was a failure. So how then, the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph, that we have to authenticate every prophet by making sure the future comes true, his predictions are materialized. Says the Rambam, there's only one way to do it. The only way to determine the authenticity of a prophet who predicts the future is only if he promises something positive, if he predicts that good things are going to happen. And then it does not happen, then we know that he's a liar. Because any good thing, any positive thing that Hashem decrees is going to happen, even with a condition, Hashem will not take it back. It's going to happen. And therefore, from here, you know that the Navi is real. Now here there's a parenthesis in Rambam. Many manuscripts of the Rambam don't have it, and it's assumed that the Rambam did not write it. I'm going to read it because it does exist in some manuscripts. There is one exception, and that is we find by the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, he promised the tzaddikim they're not going to die with the wicked, and then it seemed like he retracted from his words because the Gemara discusses this in Maseches Shabbos Daf Nun Hey, because they watched the evil happen even though they were not guilty. And by not protesting and by not helping to change the situation, they become accomplices in it. It's unusual for the Rambam to give the source in the Gemara and the Masechta. That's why so many commentators believe that this was an insert by somebody else into the Rambam. Reb Reuven Margolius famously suggested that this sentence starts with the word Ella, and in the handwriting it said Aleph Aleph, which is Omar Avraham, and it's one of the comments on the Rambam by the Ravid, Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, which starts with Aleph Aleph Omar Avraham, and it became Ella because I guess the person couldn't read the manuscript, and it's the Hasaga, it's a footnote of the Ravid on the Rambam. But generally speaking, besides this one exception of Masechta Shabbos, there is a rule, and the rule is I can hold the Navi accountable, not when he predicts catastrophe, but when he predicts blessings and positive events. From here, we learn it's only through good words through which we can examine and test the prophet. Now, if we come back to the Tanakh, Yirmiyah chapter 28, you will understand the response of Yirmiyah to Hananiah. Remember, Hananiah predicts that the Babylonian tyranny is going to be over in 2 years. Yirmiyah HaNavi heard from Hashem otherwise. There's going to be a gullus. You're going to go to Babylonia. You should seek the welfare of the country where you're living in. In their peace, you will be at peace. And 70 years later, you're going to be able to go back to Eretz Yisrael. This is the prophecy of Yirmiyah contradicting to Hananiah. So Hananiah is a prophet of positive events. Yirmiyah is a prophet of doom. Says Yirmiyah to Hananiah, Yirmiyah was prophesizing about negative events to come. And Hananiah ben Azor was prophesizing, good things are coming. Amalei l'Hanani tells Hananiah in the Tanakh, Im lo yamdu dvorai, ein bezeraya shani novi sheker. Aval im lo yamdu dvorecha, yivoda shata novi sheker. If my words are not materialized, it will not be a proof that I am a false prophet. Because maybe the Jews did tshuva. Maybe Hashem is giving them more time. Hashem is forgiving them. It's not a proof. But if your words don't stand true, it will prove to everybody that you're lying. Shenemar, that's what Yirmiyah says. Achshma no hadavar hazeh. Listen to these words. Hanavi. Asher yinave l'shalom. Asher yinave l'shalom. Bevoy dvar hanavi yivoda hanavi asher shlochi Hashem be'emes. The prophet who prophesizes peace, when his words come, indeed we know that Hashem sent him. Yirmiyah chapter 28. Perhaps there's also a deeper hashkafic component here. How do we know that somebody is a real prophet? Not if he predicts doom. Everybody can tell you it's going to be a disaster, it's going to be a churban, it's going to be horrible. That's not where you see the authenticity of a divine prophet. Where do you see the emesdikite of a prophet of Hashem? The person who introduces hope. The person who becomes an agent of optimism and of hope and of confidence and of good things. This is where you can see and test the authenticity of a divine prophet. Hey, the last halacha. Navi shehid loy navi acher shehu navi. If there's a prophet and another navi who's already a pre-existing prophet and assumed by all the Jewish people to be a prophet. In other words, we know he's a prophet. And he testifies about somebody else that he's a prophet. The second one is assumed to be an authentic prophet and he doesn't need investigation. Perhaps the investigation that we apply to the first one. Shaharei, we have a precedent. Moshe Rabbeinu heid lo Yeshua v'minu b'kol Yisrael kodem she'asais. Moshe Rabbeinu testified about Yehoshua that he's going to be the successor and prophet, and everybody believed him even before he did any miracles. Later, Yeshua did quite a few. He split the Jordan River. There was the miracles at Jericho, Yericho. There was the miracle with the sun, Shemesh Begiven Daim. But much before that, before they passed to Israel, right after Moshe passes away, they tell Yeshua, just like we believed in Moshe, we're going to believe in you, that every word that comes from your mouth is a nevuah of Hashem. There was no miracle. But Moshe testified that Yeshua is a prophet. V'chein l'doyres, this is true for generations. Navi shenoyde nevuasei, a navi whose prophecy is known as authentic. V'heyamnu dvarav pam achar pam. And his words have been authenticated again and again. Remember the Rambam said that you could test the navi numerous times, till you make sure that he is the true navi. Now, oy shehayid loy navi v'yelbedak nevuah, or another Navi who has been authenticated testified about him, and it's not enough. He has to follow the pathways of Nevuah. Meaning, if a Navi says about somebody that he's a Navi, when you look at him, he's completely not following the path of Nevuah, then we don't trust him to be a Navi. Maybe he has the potential to be a Navi, but we don't trust it. But if we see that all the criteria is here, and even though we didn't test his ability to predict the future or to perform another miracle, which would also be fine, but there is another Navi who has been authenticated who says he's a Navi, now, Asr Lachshav Acharav Olahari B'Nevuasa Shema Ein Emes. Now it's forbidden to think again and question constantly his prophecy if it's not true. For Asr L'Nasoy Seyoyse Medai, you're not allowed to test him too much. For L'Naye Holchim U'Menasim La'Olam. Fascinating words. We cannot forever continue to test him. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisenasu Es Hashem Elokeichem Kasher Nisisim Bamasa. Do not test God your God as you have done Bamasa and Mara back after they came from Egypt and they were testing Moshe Rabbeinu. Shamru, they said, Ayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu Imayin and Parshas B'Shalach. They said, is Hashem really amongst us? Bekir Beinu amongst us? Meaning, is Moshe Rabbeinu a real representative of Hashem or not? Elameyacher Shenoidish as a Navi. Once we have established authentically that this man is a prophet, Yaminu V'yedu Ki Hashem Bekir Bo. The Jewish people should believe and know that Hashem is amongst them. They shouldn't constantly second-guess him and doubt him and test him. As the Pasuk says about Yecheskel, Hashem promises Yecheskel, they're going to know that there is a Navi among them. So it's interesting. The Rambam says in the beginning, take your time. In Halacha Beis, he said, check him out once, twice, three times. Check him out again and again because this is serious business. This is not a fake issue. This is not something we need a Navi. This guy seems to fit the bill. Either it's false or it's true. And to make sure it's true, you got to make sure it's true. But once you have done the scrutiny, once you put this guy to the test, once we see he is a man or a woman of God, now the Rambam says, now, don't just continue testing him forever. Always questioning, always doubting, always speculating. Maybe he's a liar, maybe he's a liar, maybe he's a liar. Now, it's unhealthy skepticism. There's healthy skepticism, unhealthy skepticism. Healthy skepticism is to ascertain the truth. Make sure you're not being duped, you're not being lured into the trap of a deceiver. That's very, very important. But once You have used your critical thinking, because our faith is based on MS, truth. And once you have ascertained this person is an Avi MS, now it becomes a Aveir. Now it's a mitzvah. Trust. Loisanasu. Don't, the Rambam says, don't, what's his lashon? Hulchim amanasim la'olam. Right? We don't forever remain testers. This is not about truth anymore. This is about my inability, my unwillingness to embrace the MS. So the Rambam says, it comes a point you have to say, he's a Navi MS. Trust it. Believe it. Hashem is amongst you. Hayesh, yesh Hashem bikirbeinu. This concludes the 10th chapter of Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah and all of Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah. Let's give that swift summation of Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah 10 chapters. Chapter number 1, the Rambam discussed the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, the awareness that there is an existence of a divine creator, and the mitzvah of Achdus Hashem, appreciating Hashem's oneness. Second chapter, he went into the mitzvah of not only knowing Hashem, but also the love of Hashem and reverence of Hashem, which is why the Rambam said, I'm going to explore some of the great principles of creation, because it's through the infinite wisdom of Hashem in creation that a person can experience love of Hashem and awe of Hashem. And over the next 3 chapters, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, the Rambam discusses the structure of the cosmos, spiritually and physically. Chapter 2, he discusses the existence of spiritual energy that is devoid of matter, like the Malachim. He also spoke about Hashem's knowledge of the entire world and his oneness with his knowledge. Chapter 3, he discussed the heavenly spheres. And chapter 4, the 4 elements of fire, air, water, and earth, and all of the existences here on earth. The first 2 chapters he called Maisa Merkava, the last 2, Maisa Bereishis. Chapter 5 was the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Chapter 6 was the caution, the respect towards Hashem's name, and the prohibition to destroy Hashem's names or the sacred writings of Torah and the Tanakh. Chapter 7, 8, 9, and 10 are dedicated to prophecy. Chapter 7 discusses the prerequisites of prophecy and the mechanics of Nevuah. Chapter 8 discusses the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah of Matan Torah. That's chapter 8 and chapter 9. And how you know when a Navi is true or false. He could never contradict Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. And finally, chapter 10, the miracles that a Navi has to make in order to authenticate his or her truthfulness.